Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear part of an interview with a girl called Sally Myers, whose first book has recently been published. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Sally Myers is a 13-year-old writer whose first book was published last year. Sally, tell us about that book.
Well, I loved writing. I'd had a diary for a couple of years. I wrote about my day, poems, stories, stuff like that. But I never showed people what I wrote. Then, because my pen friend was moving to a new city with her family, just like I'd done the year before, I wrote down some advice for her, things which had helped me. She thought it was great and said I should write a little book about it for other kids, so I did.
Did anybody help you?
Not with the writing. I only showed it to my dad after it was finished. He thought it was good, but he tried to stop me sending it to any publishers. He thought I'd feel disappointed if they didn't like it. So I sent it to just one company to see what they'd say.
How did you know which company to choose?
I did a search on the internet and found that some publishers only did, like, stories about animals, so I didn't bother with them. I just emailed the one that already published that sort of book. The next morning, my parents got a phone call from them. They wanted to publish mine.
That must have been amazing.
Yeah. Mum was really calm and businesslike on the phone, but as soon as she put it down, she was like jumping up and down with excitement. She told me that this kind of thing just never happened, and I'd believed her. So I was too shocked to feel anything at first. Then my dad started worrying about what would happen next, but everything was okay in the end.
Has being an author changed you?
I don't really think so. I just go to school, hang out with the same friends, take care of my pets, do regular things. People think I make lots of money, but it's not true. But I do get letters from kids who've read my book, and that's cool.
Tell us what your next book's going to be about.
It's about moving from primary school to secondary school, which most kids in this country do when they're 11. It's such a big change. The last year at primary school, lots of kids start to get nervous about the move. My book will help them realise that everybody goes through this. There's no need to feel frightened.
Now listen again.
Sally Myers is a 13-year-old writer whose first book was published last year. Sally, tell us about that book.
Well, I loved writing. I'd had a diary for a couple of years. I wrote about my day, poems, stories, stuff like that. But I never showed people what I wrote. Then, because my pen friend was moving to a new city with her family, just like I'd done the year before, I wrote down some advice for her, things which had helped me. She thought it was great and said I should write a little book about it for other kids, so I did.
Did anybody help you?
Not with the writing. I only showed it to my dad after it was finished. He thought it was good, but he tried to stop me sending it to any publishers. He thought I'd feel disappointed if they didn't like it. So I sent it to just one company to see what they'd say.
How did you know which company to choose?
I did a search on the internet and found that some publishers only did, like, stories about animals, so I didn't bother with them. I just emailed the one that already published that sort of book. The next morning, my parents got a phone call from them. They wanted to publish mine.
That must have been amazing.
Yeah. Mum was really calm and businesslike on the phone, but as soon as she put it down, she was like jumping up and down with excitement. She told me that this kind of thing just never happened, and I'd believed her. So I was too shocked to feel anything at first. Then my dad started worrying about what would happen next, but everything was okay in the end.
Has being an author changed you?
I don't really think so. I just go to school, hang out with the same friends, take care of my pets, do regular things. People think I make lots of money, but it's not true. But I do get letters from kids who've read my book, and that's cool.
Tell us what your next book's going to be about.
It's about moving from primary school to secondary school, which most kids in this country do when they're 11. It's such a big change. The last year at primary school, lots of kids start to get nervous about the move. My book will help them realise that everybody goes through this. There's no need to feel frightened.
That is the end of part 2.